looking at verse number 7 and going to go through maybe through verse 18 as we have as time as lets it go that way. But I want to talk to you tonight about what we have through the blood of Jesus Christ. What we have, we don't wait on it. We have it instantly. It's instant. When you get born again, you have this. You receive a few things, a lot of things, let me say. But tonight, I want to share with you what we have through His blood. You're going to see in verse 7 and some more verses, it says, in whom we have. So that's where we're going to be at tonight. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand. And we're going to begin reading in Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 7 tonight. And the Bible says, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ. Let us pray. Father, I love You and I praise You and I glorify You tonight. Father, I thank You tonight that it was brought up tonight about Sister Hush's birthday, Lord God, to brought to my remembrance, Lord God, that today is the day that You saved me. On this day, Father God, You come down from heaven, You saved my soul, You knocked on my heart's door, and Lord God, I will always be grateful for that, Father. Lord, I thank You for that tonight. I praise You for that, Lord God. That is my testimony tonight. That is the gospel. That is the truth tonight, Father. And I just lift up the name of Jesus tonight. Father, I pray You be with all the prayer requests. Lord God, I pray You be with Brother Garrett and Sister Nicole. And the baby, Lord God, I pray You touch. Lord, I pray You be with Sister Kayla's grandmother there in Florence, Lord God, and the heart issue she's got going on. Lord, I'm asking You to reach down from heaven and touch her in a mighty way. Lord, she's an old soldier for You, Father. And Lord, I pray that You touch her body in a mighty way. Father, I thank You for the prayer request that's been mentioned tonight. I thank You for the praise reports. Lord God, I pray tonight that You bless this word tonight. Lord, I pray that You increase and that we decrease tonight. Father, I love You. I praise You. I glorify You. I thank You for what You've done in my life. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight, we want to look at what we have through His blood. What we have tonight through His blood. As Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, we must never forget what we have through the blood of Jesus Christ. What we have through the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. I want to tell you this tonight, and I want you to understand this. What we have through the blood of Jesus Christ, what you believe will affect your behavior. What you believe that you have in Christ Jesus will affect your behavior. I thought about that. I thought about cars that we have and how they run. And you may buy a car and you may not never use everything that on. They got bells and whistles and they may be some things that you never use. It was one day we got in Brandy's car and me and my mom, and it was just me and her, and we was going to Tuscaloosa and all the way over there. It was a day maybe 80, 85 degrees. It wasn't that hot. And mom was like, I am burning up all the way to Tuscaloosa. She said, I am burning up. And she had sweat pouring, and I was like, Mama, I don't know what's going on. I'm about to freeze to death. We had the air turned on. We had it on high and all the way over there. We got into the doctor, and she cooled down. We got back in the car, got almost back to fat. She's burning slap up. And I got home, and I told Brandy, I said, I don't know what happened to Mama, but when she was in your car, she was burning up. She said, you didn't have the seat heater on the seat, did you? I said, I don't know if I did or not. I went out there and crunk her car, and that seat warmer was on. When you have a vehicle that don't have that, then you get in one that does, it makes a total difference. So what I'm trying to say tonight, there may be some things that you don't know that you have in Christ Jesus that you're not putting your faith and trust in tonight. And you need to know this tonight. You need to know what you have in Christ Jesus. It makes all the difference in the world in your behavior. I want to look at first in verse number 7 where we have. It's not down the road. It's not some other church. It's not some other denomination. It's anybody that's born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, have these characteristics in their life. They have these traits. They have these attributes. They have them in their life. So listen to me tonight. It's not something down the road that you got to go looking for. It's only found in Christ Jesus. Amen? It's only found in Christ Jesus. You say, preacher, so what do we have? That's me, that's you, that's us that are born again. What do we have in Christ Jesus? Look what He says. in whom we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sins. So tonight I realize that I have redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ. I am redeemed. I'm bought back. I am delivered tonight by the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. How will you say, preacher, do you know that to be assurance? I want to know tonight that I have deliverance tonight. Not that I'm going to be delivered, but when I called on the name of Jesus, at that moment He redeemed me, He bought me back, and He delivered me from the penalty of sin that was against my life. Look with me, if you will, to 1 Peter chapter number 1 tonight, and I want to show you this in the Bible. Paul's talking in Ephesians, but here's old Peter talking in the book of 1 Peter. And tonight I want you to see this in 1 Peter chapter number 1. In verse number 18 tonight, that we are redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. Not in works, not in nothing you can do. The only thing that will redeem a person tonight is the blood of Jesus Christ. He says tonight in 1 Peter chapter number 1 in verse number 18, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, not nothing of this world could redeem you. Not nothing that you have, nothing that you own, nothing you can do. You can't do enough for God to be redeemed. You can't work enough for God to be redeemed. The only way a person can be redeemed is through the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. He says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the tradition from your fathers. He said, but with the precious blood. Peter said, it's by the precious blood of Christ as of lamb without blemish and without spot. He said that you are redeemed tonight. You're delivered tonight by the blood of Jesus Christ. Tonight if you're saved, listen to me, you cannot get in no more right standing with God than you are when you're born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. You can't do enough to get in right standing with Him. You can't walk right enough to get in standing with Him. It's only through the blood of Jesus Christ tonight that we're in right standings with God. He said the redemption through His blood by deliverance. But turn with me, if you will, to Acts chapter number 20 and verse number 28. The redemption is through His blood tonight. We have that. We have deliverance because we have been purchased tonight. You have been purchased. You've been redeemed. You have been bought back. And Acts chapter number 20 and verse number 28 tonight. Here's what the Bible says. I thank God for this tonight. I thank God that He purchased it with His own blood. He said, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God which He hath purchased with His own blood. So tonight I want you to know you have redemption through His blood, and that redemption means you've been delivered. It means you've been purchased and you've been forgiven. You have been set free tonight by the blood of Jesus Christ. The only thing that satisfies the Father tonight is not the way you behave. It's not the way that you act. It's not the way that you live. The only thing that satisfies God tonight is the blood of Jesus Christ. It satisfies God. It saves sinners and it silences Satan. Tonight, there's nothing Satan can do with the blood of Jesus Christ. I see I'm redeemed tonight through His blood by being delivered, by being purchased, and by being forgiven, and by being saved tonight. Look with me, if you will, to Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 8. Here's what He said. He said, for by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It's not nothing that I've done. It's not nothing that I could do. It's by the blood of Jesus. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If I could boast by being saved by the way I worked or what I've done, I could boast more than the next person. But I'd have nothing to boast tonight about tonight. All I have to boast about tonight is Jesus Christ. That's the only body I got to boast tonight is about Jesus tonight. We have redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ. Look in the text tonight. It says, in whom, in verse number 7, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence tonight, having made known unto us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which on earth, even in Him. Here goes that phrase again. In whom, in verse number 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Tonight you've not only been redeemed, but you have obtained, you have gained, you have received, you, me, we have received an inheritance. Tonight you have an inheritance laid up for you in heaven. Do you know in the world that we live in, you you let somebody die and leave an inheritance to a family, that inheritance, sometimes it'll divide a family. It'll corrupt a family. You let an inheritance come, and you know what they'll do? They'll fight over it. They'll fuss over it. They won't know who got the most. It's an inheritance like that. That inheritance is no good. Listen to me tonight. I'm talking about an inheritance that nobody's got to fight over. Can I get an amen? I'm talking about laid up in heaven, laid up over yonder, and you have obtained that as soon as you got saved. Not only did you get redeemed and got set free, but you got an inheritance as soon as you got saved. You ain't got to put in every week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to put in every month. It's not like a 401k plan. It's not like a retirement plan. Listen to me tonight. This inheritance I'm talking about tonight, it's by the blood of Jesus Christ. The only way you can get this inheritance is in the blood of Jesus Christ. It is through His blood tonight. Look at this tonight. We have inheritance through His blood. We have an inheritance laid up for us tonight. I thank God for that. Our inheritance tonight. I want you to get this. Man, this just does me good. Look what He says here. We have obtained. You have obtained. You have received. You have received this inheritance. Me and Brandy has talked 100 times, 1,000 times. And we don't know what we'll leave the kids. We don't know what kind of inheritance we'd leave them. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I got a safe out back, and it's got some things in it. And Kaylee said, Daddy, when are you going to let Ryder know the combination? I said, he'll never know the combination. You know it. I trust you, Ryder. It's going to be way down the road before he ever knows how to get in it. You said, and I just tell that. But tonight, I'm talking about an inheritance that you got through the blood of Jesus Christ. And you say, preacher, how do you know that tonight? Look with me, if you will, to Peter tonight, his account. 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 4 tonight. I have been redeemed, and I also have an inheritance tonight. I have an inheritance tonight. 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 4. I'm talking about an inheritance that is out of this world. Ain't you thankful for that tonight? Ain't you thankful that it's laid up? The rich man, he can't add no more to it. It's an inheritance by the blood of Jesus. The man that's poor in the world we live in, the little old woman that's just got a mite, she's got just as much inheritance as the richest man in the world. It's by the blood of Jesus. It's by His blood. It's by His mercy. It's by His grace tonight. Look what He says here in 1 Peter number 1, chapter number 1 and verse number 4. He said, Peter said, to an inheritance. Now listen, if Paul preached about an inheritance and Peter preached about an inheritance, Brother BJ ought to be talking about an inheritance. If Paul talked about it, as great of a man of God as he was, and old Peter, as great as he was, and he knew we had redemption, and he knew we had an inheritance, I need to tell you tonight, we have an inheritance. He said this, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. You say, preacher, what kind of inheritance this we have? I'll give you this. If you're taking notes, you need to write this down. You need to plaster it in your mind. You need to remember this the rest of your life. Our inheritance is fixed for eternity in heaven. It is fixed for an eternity in heaven. There's nothing you can do to lose that inheritance. That inheritance is laid up. It is laid up by the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. He said an inheritance that is incorruptible and undefiled. You say, preacher, what is that? It is laid up over yonder for you. It's laid up over there for me. It is fixed for eternity and it's incorruptible tonight. But I see not only my inheritance is fixed. It's fixed. You're not gambling with it. You're not gambling. You're not playing Russian roulette with your eternity. Listen, in the world we live in, you know how many people are playing Russian roulette and with all kinds of things? They play with the stock market. They play with this. They play with that. They go to the casino. They gamble on everything under the sun. I'm not gambling with my eternity. Amen? It's in the blood of Jesus tonight. It is fixed tonight. Why do I have to worry when my body lays down where I'm going to spend eternity? Because my inheritance is laid up in heaven tonight. It is fixed for eternity. Let me give you this. Not only is our inheritance fixed, but my inheritance and your inheritance. I don't have no more inheritance because I'm a preacher, and you don't have no more inheritance because you're sitting on a pew. We have an inheritance tonight by the blood of Jesus Christ. Listen to me tonight. If you had anything to brag about in heaven, you've missed the mark. If you got anything laid up over yonder you can go over and brag about, you've missed the mark. There's only one bright morning star over there, and His name's Jesus Christ. There's only one lily of the valley when you get over there, and His name's Jesus. Whoa, glory. For eternity, it is fixed. Let me give you this. Our inheritance is flawless. There's not a flaw in it. You can't find an error in our inheritance because it's in the blood of Jesus Christ. Look what He says here. To an inheritance incorruptible, That tells me that it's for eternity. It can have no corruption. There's no way it can be corrupted. Nothing can corrupt it. Why? Because it ain't here. It's over yonder. Okay. Okay. I'm just having me a heyday up here. Because I know I'm saved and going to heaven. I know I ain't going to lose it. I know I can't lose it. I know what I've promised is what He's promised me is through the blood. And I know He's keeping me. I know it's reserved in heaven. Now, if that ain't enough to get you shouting, I don't know what's going to go on in this place. Doom and gloom, sad, all that going on. Didn't get a smile on your face and say, thank God that I'm alive. Thank God that I'm saved. Thank God that I'm going to heaven. Thank God I've been bought by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Thank God for that tonight. Thank God for that tonight that I got an inheritance laid up over there. And it fades not away. Folks, listen to me tonight. It is fixed. It is for eternity, and it's going to fade not away. There is no corruption in it. There's no corruption. Can you imagine that? No corruption. In the world we lived in, ain't nothing but corruption. You're going to a land where there's no corruption. No crookedness. No crookedness. No crookedness. No backbiting. Nothing behind you. It's all going to be laid out straight. You're going to be at a place forever at the feet of Jesus. Whoo, glory. Man, I thank God for that, don't you? It just gets all over me. Our inheritance is flawless for eternity. He says it's undefiled. I see not only our inheritance is fixed and it's undefiled, the influence of Jesus Christ or the inheritance of Jesus Christ will not corrupt you. You will not be corrupted by that inheritance. Our inheritance is fixed. Our inheritance is flawless. And our inheritance will not fade. It will not fade. Look what he says in verse number 4. To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away. Can't fade away. Well, ain't you glad of that? Man. Well, if you don't get that, you sure ain't going to get this. What you got in Jesus. I'm glad today's my birthday, ain't you? 18 years I've got to celebrate being born again. Well, best years of my life. You can agree to that. Lived like hell before. You know I did. Son. Then met Jesus. You want to know what a miracle is? How you can be strong, slap out, just filthy, nasty, undone, and fall on your knees and say, I'm done, save me. I can't go no further. And He saves you, and you get up, and He cleans you. And all that old stuff's gone. Well, it took you 5 or 6 years. Oh, no. Immediately, I had redemption through the blood of Jesus. Immediately I received an inheritance through the blood of Jesus. Now listen, let me tell you what anybody else would do. Let me tell you what church folk would do. They say, I tell you what, I'll give you a key to the church if you act right and you do right. Give me about a year, let me watch you, make sure everything's good before we get talking to you and going any deeper in this thing. That ain't what Jesus does. That ain't what Jesus does. He ain't worried how you're going to act or how you're going to walk or how you're going to... That ain't none of that bothering Him. He's not ready. It bothers you. And it bothers me, but it ain't bothered Him a bit. He ain't wringing His hands a bit in heaven. So what is it, preacher? What is it? When He saves you, immediately He redeems you. Immediately He gives you an inheritance. Anywhere you work, I don't care where it is, you've got to work so long to even get any benefits. Do you know when you got born again, you immediately got benefits? I come to preach tonight. Immediately, you got a benefits. One of them's redemption. I don't know about you, but I've been redeemed. I don't know about you, but I know I got inheritance laid up over there. I know that. And another thing he said, sister, is that we have received a seal. We received the seal by the blood of Jesus Christ. You are not sealed by anything you do here. It's by the blood. You can't work it. You can't talk it. You can't live it enough. Our righteousness is filthy rags in the sight of Christ. That's why it took the blood of Jesus Christ. And He said that we are sealed. He said not only are you redeemed, not only have you got an inheritance, but you're sealed. You're sealed. Folks, I'm telling you. I want you to get this. This is a poor analogy, but I want to give it to you. What would you do tonight if you got home and you had a brand new bottle of ketchup? And brand spanking new, and I've quit eating ketchup, so I can't have ketchup. Boy, I want some ketchup. I like ketchup. I like a lot of ketchups. Little tater, a lot of ketchup. Brother Brad, you like ketchup? Mayonnaise? Mustard? Kind. Yeah. What would you do if you went to get that brand new bottle? You know what happens when you get the brand new bottle? And you pop the lid open, nothing comes out. Why? It's a seal. What's that seal for? For protection. To preserve it. To make you know nobody's tampered with it. That nobody's gotten there and put anything in there that shouldn't be in there to make it defiled or make it nasty or make it of no good. If you open that thing up and it was ketchup and you went to squirt it out and it come out green, what would you do? No. But you know why people, Christians, get so aggravated when you start talking about you're sealed for eternity? Because nobody likes to mess with a seal. No preachers won't talk about a seal. They don't want to dig in the Bible. They will tell you, well, hey, if you were saved, you wouldn't be doing that. There's a lot of things I do I shouldn't do. You do too. Ain't nobody in this room perfect. Now, we'll preach now. But you know one thing I hate doing? I cannot stand this. I can't stand getting the ketchup, go to squeeze it out, and it won't come out because I don't like to mess with a seal. Seal takes time to understand. Seal takes time to process. Seal takes time to get a hold of it. But let me tell you something else I can't stand. I can't stand sitting at the front porch looking at the guy across the table from me and he's got his bottle of ketchup and it won't come out and he spins the top off, takes his teeth and pulls the seal off, puts it back on, sits at his table. Listen to me. If you're saved tonight, you have redemption. You have an inheritance. And you have a seal. It's not hard to understand. Because he loves you that much. Let me show you this seal, what he said tonight. I got to give this to you right here. Let me show you this seal. Look with me in verse number 13. Here's what he said in the text. Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 13. He says, "In whom ye also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom after that ye believed, you were sealed." You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, until the praise of His glory. You said, "Preacher, what is that sealed through His blood tonight?" It is a promise. It is a guarantee. Nothing's going to hurt it. It's by a promise. It's a protection tonight that you have on your life. You have a promise tonight that heaven's your home. You have a protection tonight. And that promise and that protection is by a person which is the Holy Spirit. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit tonight, the Holy Spirit of promise. Turn with me right here, just pretty close. Ephesians chapter number 4 and verse number 30 tonight. Let me show you this. Ephesians 4:30. Here's what he said tonight. We have a seal through the blood. It's by a promise. It's by protection. And it's by a person. And here's what it does. You're secured. That security is on there to know that you can reach your destination. Ephesians 4:30, the Bible says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption." Well, how long are you sealed until the day you leave this walk of life? You're sealed. You are sealed tonight. It's a security to reach a destination. I've told this before. Brandy's daddy drove an 18-wheeler, 53-foot van. And we went to his house one time, and he was hauling for Pepsi. And he said, "Man, that truck is loaded from one end to the other, full of Pepsi. It's slap full of Pepsi, all you can get, going to Tallahassee, Florida with that load of Pepsi." And I said, "Man, I want to look in the back of it. I have never seen that. No, just curiosity." He said, "I can't let you look." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because on the back of them two doors, there's a security code, there's a seal, and it's locked around it, and it's zip-tied." And he said, "That thing, if it's broke, they'll reject the load." And he said, "That's got to be on there when I get down there, or that load is rejected." Listen tonight, if you don't have that seal of promise on your life tonight, when you leave this walk of life, you're going to be rejected. You will not make it. It's by the blood of Jesus tonight. Redemption, inheritance, and a seal. But let me give you something else that you get tonight through the blood of Jesus when you get saved. Not only do you get redemption through His blood, we have that redemption, we have that inheritance, we have that seal, but we also have an enlightenment that comes on. A light bulb. An enlightenment. Things that you didn't understand at one time. There's things in this book. There's things. Let me back up. I don't want to confuse nobody. There's things that I thought was right. I really did. I would have stood toe-to-toe with you until I read the book. There was things that I thought were right that I was taught my whole life until I read the book. And I said, "That ain't right. That ain't right. That ain't the way it's supposed to go." Until I read the book. Why? Because it's enlightenment. You receive that when you get saved. There's a light bulb comes on. Why? Because the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you. The Jesus Christ himself comes to live inside of you. Why? Because he is the light of the world. He lights you up. You're able to see. There's an enlightenment. Look with me in verse number 18, if you will. The eyes of your understanding. Here's what happens when you get saved in the blood of Jesus Christ. He said the eyes of your understanding. You start to understand things. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. You start, man, it's like a light bulb comes on. You're like, oh, I got it. I see now. It's an enlightenment that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of his glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Which, in verse number 20, here's what I'll talk about. He opens your eyes. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. So the light bulbs come on. Which he wrought. You say, preacher, what does that mean, which he wrought? Here's why you have redemption, how you have an inheritance, how you have a seal and enlightenment. It's because you've been wrought in Christ Jesus. You've been wrought in the blood of Jesus Christ. What does that mean? To be wrought is to be formed in Christ. When he raised him, he set him, and he gave him. That's what he said there. He raised him, he set him, and he gave him. What did he give him? He gave him all the power there. It was formed in Christ. You're completed in Christ, and you're made in Christ Jesus. You're made in his image. When you get born again, you become adopted into the family of Christ, and that thereby we cry out, Abba Father. We have right to the throne because of the blood of Jesus Christ. We have right and access to the throne because you have been born again and you have been redeemed. You have access to the throne room of Jesus Christ. That's what Paul was trying to tell the church at Ephesus. And he said, you have this at the moment you get born again. So here's the question that's asked. If my eyes has been enlightened, what must I do? You must follow Jesus. Just follow Jesus. Well, what did Jesus bring? Turn with me, if you will, to John chapter number 1 in verse number 17. I want to show you this. John chapter number 1 in verse number 17. Let me show you this tonight. John chapter number 1 in verse number 17. And here's what John said. Paul, he taught on what we have through his blood. Peter taught. And then John, here's where John comes, and here's what he says about the Lord Jesus. John said, for the law was given by Moses. The law. We have the Ten Commandments. Listen tonight, I'm telling you, I believe we should follow them as close as we can follow them. But there's not a man in this room can completely follow them. That's why Jesus had to come. You can't keep them. You can't keep them. You break one, you broke them all. You can't keep them. We were all guilty. But look what he says. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. That grace, that mercy, and that truth came by Jesus Christ. We have hope tonight. Through his blood, we have redemption, we have an inheritance, we have a seal, and we've been enlightened. He has opened our eyes. Once we were in darkness, but now we're in the light. And tonight, I believe that as born-again believers tonight, man, we have enough problems. We have enough problems just trying to keep our head afloat. Amen? Just trying to walk the Christian walk. And listen, if the only place you get encouragement is in your walk, you're going to stay discouraged all the time. Because your expectation, even if it's here, it's going to be higher than you can uphold. You can't uphold it. Your Christian walk, you won't uphold it. If your expectation's up here, you're never going to reach it. But it's through his grace and his love and his mercy and his truth, through the blood of Jesus. And listen tonight, if you're going to be encouraged, you got to know what you have in Jesus. You got to know you've been bought with a price. You got to know you got an inheritance laid up. You got to know you've been redeemed. You got an inheritance. You got to know that you're sealed. If not, you're going to go around afraid you're going to lose your salvation every time you turn around. And that preacher that preaches you can lose your salvation, when did he lose his? He ain't perfect. When did he lose his? He ain't perfect now. He puts his pants on just like me and you do. One leg at a time. You ever try to put them on two legs at a time? Don't work good. You can't even do right or that way. Little as he is. So why, preacher? Why preach this? Why stand on this? Because that's what I believe. If you knew what went through my mind, and if I knew what went through your mind, we'd have problems. But thank God you ain't got to know what's going through my mind. But I know what's in my heart. And that's the blood of Jesus Christ pumping through my veins. Tonight, I want you to know we live in a world that's fallen. And we live in this world that's fallen. And the only thing we have is the blood of Jesus. And it's nothing to fear, but it's to love. And He's so faithful to us. Man, He's so good to us. He gives us what we don't deserve. I told you the story about that time. I'm going to close with this. I was at Jackrabbit Slim's. And I had a hat on that said saved, period, at the end. And I get a lot of flack for this, and that's okay. Man, that's okay. They don't give you time to sit down and talk with them. If you would, I mean, they'd understand. I was just pumping my gas, minding my own business. This young kid jumps out, and he's bouncing around. And he comes over to where I'm at, and he says, "Man, I like your hat." I said, "I do too. I like the period for sure." And he led into telling me what all you could do to lose your salvation. And I said, "Man, yeah." He said, "What's your name?" And I just got out, BJ. And he said, "Oh, I could never go to your church." I said, "I don't have a church, man. I don't have a church. Jesus Christ. I am the church. I don't go to church. Same as you. You don't go to church. You are the church. This is just a building we come to. I don't have a church. I am the church. You are the church." He said, "I could never go there." I said, "Why?" He said, "I've heard all about y'all." I said, "What you heard, man?" He said, "Y'all them ones that believe you can't lose your salvation. You one of them that believes that God's got you for eternity, got you forever, that God's got His hand on you. And there's nothing." I said, "Yeah, that's what I believe. I believe in the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe it's that stout." You know what messes you up, though, is when you got people that says they're saved and they're living like the devil. That's what makes you doubt God's mercy and His grace and His goodness to you. Folks, tonight, get your heads up. You've been bought with a price. You've been redeemed. And you got an inheritance laid up. Somebody said, "You ever think you'll ever be a millionaire?" I said, "I am one right now." "What do you think I might be?" "You got $1 million. That's why I don't really have $1 million. I don't have $1 million. I only have $100,000. But my father owns it all. And he can't trust me with that. He can't trust me with that kind of money. He knows me. He can't trust me with that kind of money. But there's never been a time in my life he ain't met the need that I got in my life. So I'd say I'm pretty rich. He meets my need when I need it. And when I don't need it, he don't meet it. So I have an inheritance. Been sealed. And the light will come on. I want to ask you tonight, do you know what you got in Jesus? Best thing you've ever had. Best thing I've ever had. Father, I love you and I praise you and I glorify you. Father, I'm praying for that one tonight that is sitting there tonight and they have worked themselves to death trying to get favor with you. Father, there's no favor, only through the Son, only through the blood, in whom we have redemption. Lord, I pray tonight you bless somebody real good in this service. I pray that you're giving them a peace when they walk out of this place tonight. Lord, I'm asking for your will to be done in our lives. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, before you go, I got to tell you.